Well, it's the day before the day before the day before, because on this Friday, the Seahawks are still 3 days away from Monday Night Football in Chicago, Soldier Field against the Bears. But we will still continue our Friday conversation with Coach Pete Carroll, who joins us. Hey, Coach, good to talk to you.
What's up, Dory?
You are. All right.
Yep, there you go. You're right.
Let's do a little review before we move on to other stuff. What'd you learn about your team in the first week of the season?
Well, we kind of all shared the frustration of not getting that win. You know, Dory, we didn't talk about it, but for whatever reason, it's really hard to win on opening day in up there in Denver, and we had our chance, man. We were ahead in the fourth quarter. We needed to close it out on either side of the ball, and not even changing a play, and you know, up until then, but we didn't get it done, so we're frustrated to not come away with that win. And then we learned so much about us, and there's so much to improve that you know, we're heading into this next week ready to go.
Yeah, and when you say you're frustrated with it, how long do you hold on to that frustration? When do you shake that loose?
Well, that's got to go by Tell the Truth Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got my own mechanism. I'm right there with the players. You know, when we put it to bed, We got to move on. So that's how much time we have.
And I asked you about the altitude last week, and you said let's talk about it after the game. So they're 18-1. Their last 19 home openers, and obviously when you practice at altitude for a couple of months, that's a gigantic advantage. So tell me about that.
Yeah, well, you can't get acclimated in a short time. You know, there's nothing you can do about it, so you just go play. And it's always been a factor that it affects guys in different ways. So we had some guys that were fine and some guys that were really had trouble with, you know, maintaining their hydration. And we had some guys were throwing up, and so there were some different, you know, different things that happened. But all in all, we came out in the third quarter, and we were playing stronger than ever, and we were in the game. So I think one of the factors for them in the first game of the year is not just the altitude, but it's the altitude and the heat that comes in September.
You know,
that combination, it was really, really coming down. It was like 86 or something, the game time, whatever it was. And it was just, it's just hard. It just makes it harder, you know. And so fortunately, we scored first, and we were able to put some points on the board. A lot of teams can't get going when they get there, and we were okay in that regard. And then when we got ahead in the fourth quarter, we were ready to go, and we just didn't finish the game the way we wanted to.
Russell got sacked six times. He said after the game, half of those were on him. But we've seen that escapism, that spin, and he's just pulled off so many, you know, what seem like miracle plays, but it's just Russell plays. And does the league start to catch up to his moves, or what's going on there?
No, I think it just was unfortunate that, you know, the timing of the ones that happened. You know, a couple of times it was third downs and he was trying to keep the play alive. The route got broken up for one reason or another, and so he came off it and he just tried to keep it alive, and you know, we took the hits, and so we protected in four-man rush situations very well for the most part, like we had been all preseason. But a couple pressures that they threw at us when he did move and got resourceful caught us, and then we made a couple mistakes, and that adds up to a bad day in, you know, protecting the quarterback. And you know, like Russ was accountable like he is. He's a great guy about that. He said that he could have avoided a couple of them, and he knew that.
Yeah, but we were talking about it on the post-game show, and one of my co-hosts made a great point, and I know you've talked about this too. A lot of quarterbacks will just throw the ball away, which means you have 0% chance. Russell takes more chances, and maybe is it even more worthwhile to take those risks when you got the punter you have now?
Well, you know, Russ said that, you know, we hadn't really declared that as one of our parts of our thinking, but you know, when we're punting the football from the 25-yard line, there's a chance you could pin them inside their own 10.
Yeah.
You know, that's a remarkable mentality that we haven't really had before. I don't know many people have, but Michael he did it a couple times, you know. And so the field was flipped, and it does give us a chance to be a little more bold, and it might creep into our thinking more so as we learn him and understand how consistent he can become and all that. So what a marvelous game he had.
Yeah, it was just incredible to watch. I always give attribution. I'm going to steal a question I heard Danny O'Neill ask you. But early in the season, because I'm just fascinated about this from a, you know, coaching perspective. Early in the season, when you have a rookie out there who doesn't perform as well as you or he had hoped, What's your process? What do you do to work with the younger guys versus maybe a veteran?
Well, often the reason that they didn't is they tried to do too much, or they just didn't see what was coming. You know, they didn't have the awareness to figure it out. So it's the couple of different things. You got to decipher what the issues were and see if there was any commonality there, and then deal with them. You know, and so that's as we learn these guys, we learn how to effectively communicate with them and how to make sense to them and how to calm them down and how to be clear with our explanations and all. And so we're just going to address the issues as we go along. But all in all, what we would do is continue to try to help them simplify and slow down their thinking so that they can quiet their mind so that they can be a focused and attentive football player out there. And that way they'll give us closer to the best they have to offer.
So does that mean you, by design, do you always talk a lot more with rookies than the veteran guys because you have a lot more to teach them?
It depends. It depends. You know, some guys don't need as much communication or interaction as others. It depends on the individual, you know, but we have to cover our bases because we're usually still uncovering what makes sense and how we can make sense to them and how we can help them, you know. So there does take a lot of communication and interaction so that we can have enough information to make the decisions. And, you know, this guy can understand stuff here. We got to walk him through things. We got to go back over the film with this guy. He needs to write out his questions and his answers. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different avenues for us to pursue as we compete to help these guys learn their stuff.
Okay, got it. The Bears, your upcoming opponent, they played on Sunday night. That was quite a game. Here's what I'm trying to figure out, Pete. Aaron Rodgers gets carted off the field and then comes back and pulls off one of the most miraculous comebacks I've ever seen. Is there a little drama in there when a guy gets carted off the field when he can then go back and return?
I'm a regular fan of this one. We were kind of keeping track of that as we were getting ready to fly out. And you know, we had already heard and thought he was done and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden he's back on with his helmet. And is he going to come back and do something? And then it started happening. And not only did he do it, he finished in dramatic fashion with a 70-yard plus touchdown to win the game, you know, that's lore, you know, that's the making of lore and all that. So he pulled off one of the great comebacks.
Yeah, and for the Bears, you know, who knows how they respond to that, because they were playing a great game until then, and that either means
they were playing a great game. You're right. Yeah, 20-0 with you know, going into the fourth quarter or something. It was pretty good-looking performance for them for a long time.
Before I get into a couple specific questions about Monday night, Soldier Field, I like talking to you because you're older than me, and there aren't very many people who are anymore, Pete.
I'm glad I can give that to you.
It's like talk about the old days. I remember when I was a kid, remember that annual game at Soldier Field when it would be the NFL champs, the defending champs against the college all-stars?
College all-stars, sure. Yeah, that was a great one. That was a real happening. I do remember that.
And I was thinking about that before talking to you, and I was thinking, since you have been around for so long, what else do you miss about those old days in the NFL? You know, everybody gets all nostalgic, but that was something that I always thought. I mean, I was like 7, 8 years old when I would watch those games. But is there stuff like that you miss about those olden days in the NFL?
Oh yeah, yeah. I do. I remember watching those games, sitting in front of the TV, a little kid, you know, and in the '50s, you know, and when the matchups in the mud and the Giants playing, you know, playing the Skins or Detroit playing the Packers, you know, those in the Bears and those kinds of matchups that happened, you know, and unfortunately the Niners were not as folklorian as some of the other teams that were out
right.
there, but those matchups, and then there was those. You know, those classic, iconic players, you know, that played, you know, Nitschke was playing and Bart Starr and you know, all of them, those wonderful guys that played, Sam Huff, you know, and there was all those classic guys that played. But I don't remember Bednarik as much as others, some other guys, but he was one of the classics, you know, so it was really fun watching back in the days. And it was the mud, and, you know, they played in slow motion back in the day,
oh, yeah.
You know, compared to now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a lot of memories of Kezar Stadium, personally.
Yeah, I do, but there aren't any that are very memorable. I mean, remember how great the old Colts were with Unitas and Raymond Berry and all those wonderful players that they had. You know, it was really fun. Lenny Moore.
Yeah.
You know, those are great guys.
I will say that remodel of Soldier Field is the worst stadium remodel in the history of stadiums. They had that classic Greek column thing going, and then they put some EMP metal blob attached to it. What were they thinking there?
I don't know. It still looks good from the outside when you're driving around the whole plaza there and all that, but inside it doesn't have the same feel.
Yeah, okay. Russell Wilson kind of had a coming-of-age game there, that overtime win back in 2012, didn't he?
He certainly did. Yeah, that was really the memorable game in the early part of his career to me, and I can remember saying it on the sidelines to the coaches, let's cut him loose, don't hold him back, he's got a chance to win this thing, you know, and we had not said that up until then. It was somewhere in the middle of the game, you know, he just was on it and was running with the football, and up until then we had been trying to protect him and, you know, figure him out and all that kind of stuff, and man, that game, that was one of the, I think he tied it up in regulation and then won it in overtime.
Yeah.
With two back-to-back drives.
Yeah, that was a nice little signature game for him. Okay, so now Bears on Monday Night Football, that Khalid Mack, man. I mean, you just had finished with Von Miller in Denver, and Khalid Mack is just
– holy cow.
It was phenomenal what he did Sunday night.
Yeah, and he didn't play very many plays either. You know, they spotted him in there, and in the plays that he played, he just had extraordinary impact and really gave them the chance to be out ahead like they were. And, geez, he looks like he was going to win the game by himself until Aaron decided he was going to win the game by himself. So it was pretty incredible.
When you heard that the Raiders traded him to your second week opponent, did you think, why in the world is this happening to us?
Yeah, why didn't he wind up in Cleveland or something? Yeah, I had the thought.
Yeah, okay. So in this game, this is an important game. I mean, you guys got to get a win. You got to split these first two road games now, right?
Really important, yeah. You know, and they need it too. You know, they're coming home first time, new coach, all that kind of stuff. They're going to be all pumped up about it. But we got to find our way to play a really good football game. And they're a good enough team to beat you in the running game. I don't know if they're going to throw the ball a lot, but he threw it 35 times last week. Their defense is really good too, and their special teams are good, and their returner is really good. So they have a lot of ways to make it hard on you, and so we're going to have to play a really complete football game.
Let me get a quick injury update, even though I know we're 3 days out, this being Friday, but so things could change. But KJ Wright, where's he at?
KJ's working his way back. He's positive about it. He's day-to-day.
Okay, and Doug Baldwin, who – I think the Doug Baldwin being out of that game in the second half, how huge a factor was that for you last Sunday?
He's a terrific player for us, you know, and other guys stepped up and all, but I think if anything, it affected us on third down. He's been such a great performer there, and we could have really used him there. Unfortunately, we didn't have him.
Yep. Okay. Do you know how long?
We don't know yet.
Okay. All right, guy. Any other injuries that are a factor at this point?
Well, we're working on some guys. You'll see them. There'll be some guys that'll be on the list. We got to see how we get to game time. See who can play.
Okay. All right. So Monday Night Football, Soldier Field. There's still, you know, it might not be like when we were kids, but there's still a pretty good buzz about Monday Night Football in Chicago. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Pretty fun. We're gonna go out there and have a big night.
Okay. All right. Go get them, Pete. I will look forward to talking to you next week.